With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The third annual Josh Wagner Memorial Golf Tournament will be taking place on Friday, July 9th of 2021 at Emerald Greens Golf Course in Hastings. Josh's brother Cody joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about the upcoming event and first give some background info.
This is going to be the third annual Josh Wagner Memorial Golf Tournament. Back in 2017, my brother had passed away from cancer, so we have a scholarship down at the University of Wisconsin River Falls that all of the money raised will fund his scholarship under his name. He was a communications major, so within the communications department, we'll have two recipients each year that will be awarded the Josh Wagner Memorial Scholarship.
Wagner gets into some of the details on the fun that will be had on Friday, July 9th at Emerald Greens.
Yeah, so we're going to have it at Emerald Greens Golf Course in Hastings. It's going to be a four-person team scramble. For those who are looking to play and may not have a true foursome, we'll have the contact information within the flyer that we will pair you up with other people that don't have a full team. Registration will begin at 8:30, and that will run till 9:30, and then the shotgun start will be at 10 a.m.
Wagner also talks about what is included in the $90 entry fee, with golf balls, tees, treats, complimentary range balls in the driving range, plus cash games like longest drive, closest to the pin, a bag toss, yarn circle, mulligans, all sorts of fun. Plus, you get a chance at that silent auction and dinner after the golf. All in all, it's a great deal and an awesome opportunity to support a great event.
Yeah, so it'll be $90 a person. Like you'd mentioned, you'll get a sleeve of balls, tees, I believe the treats, maybe some adult beverages, some complimentary range balls that you can get all those bad shots in out at the driving range. And it's going to be a great time. I think this wouldn't all be possible without, first of all, my parents, Jim and April Wagner, for doing a lot of the work and other family members that have helped out. But as far as some of the sponsors go, we got Hastings Ford and Chrysler. They're actually doing a hole-in-one contest. So on the par threes, you happen to get a hole-in-one, I believe you may win a car. Wayne's Transport, Vermilion State Bank, Dugirls Bar and Grill, Busted Nut, Hastings Dairy Queen, and the No Name Saloon. So we're just so grateful for those businesses that have helped with some of the sponsorships that have gone into this. Concluding the golfing, yes, there will be a meal included, and then there'll be a silent auction. There'll be lots of signed sports memorabilia, some woodworking items, gift baskets, and then lots of gift cards and gift certificates for local restaurants in Hastings and the area. So it should be a great time.
The Wagner family is also welcoming a very special guest to the tournament on July 9th.
Yeah, so we got a special guest coming in from Las Vegas. Wade King from the TV show Tanked down in Las Vegas makes fish tanks. He will be coming up to play in the golf tournament. I think it's a great addition. Yeah, we're just so excited that he's coming up to have fun in Minnesota and support a great cause.
The best way to get information on the third annual Josh Wagner Memorial Golf Tournament is on Facebook.
Yes, we do have a Facebook page, the Josh Wagner Memorial Golf Tournament. That will have the flyer that we had talked about. You'll be able to go through, and if there is any questions, that is on the bottom of the flyer. Reach out to myself, my mom or dad, Jim or April Wagner. I believe their contact information is on there. If you do get your foursome, you can go ahead and send that to jwagnermemorial@gmail.com. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll get your team set up, and that'll just make things easier come registration.
We'll see you July 9th. Wisconsin high school baseball and softball seedings have now been released, and in Division II baseball and Division III softball, the Prescott Cardinals teams have some pretty good seeds. Let's first talk about baseball, because that will start first. Regionals will go Thursday, June 10th, Tuesday, June 15th, with the regional championship game June 16th. Sectionals will take place on June 22nd in Rice Lake. Let's first take a look at the seating for the Prescott baseball team in their portion of the bracket. Their bracket is pretty much the middle border conference. Number one is Osceola. Number two is Baldwin-Woodville. 3, the Prescott Cardinals. 4, the Amory Warriors. 5, the Ellsworth Panthers. 6, the St. Croix Central Panthers. And 7 is the Somerset Spartans. With 7 teams in the 8-team bracket, number 1 Osceola will receive a first-round bye. That means they will not play until Tuesday, June 15th, and they will play against number 5 Ellsworth or number 4 Amory, as they will play on Thursday, June 10th in the regional quarterfinal. That game will be played at Amory High School. Bottom portion of the bracket in the top game, it'll be number 3 Prescott at home at Fire Hall Field on Thursday, June 10th. That game will be a 5 o'clock start at Fire Hall. They'll take on number 6 St. Croix Central. The winner of that game will take on the winner of number 7 Somerset and number 2 Baldwin Woodville. That game will be played in Baldwin on Thursday the 10th, and the winners will meet up on Tuesday the 15th, with Baldwin being the 2 seed. If Prescott wins and Baldwin wins, that game would be in Baldwin on the 15th, with the regional championship game on Wednesday the 16th, and as we mentioned, sectionals all on one day in Rice Lake on the 22nd. Let's go over to girls softball. The Cardinal girls are in Division 3, and in the Cardinals bracket, a little bit different looking than the Prescott baseball team. The Prescott Cardinals girls softball team has the number 1 seed in their bracket. Their bracket is 10 teams, and it includes many of the teams from the South. The number 1 seed is your Prescott Cardinals. Number 2 is Westby. 3, Neillsville. 4 is GET, Gale Letcher Trempolo. Number 5 is Greenwood Loyal. Number 6 is Elk Mound. 7, Arcadia. 8, Aquinas. Number 9 is Osseo Fairchild. And number 10 is St. Croix Central. Only 2 quarterfinal games will be played, with number 9 Osseo Fairchild and number 8 Aquinas playing at Aquinas at 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 9th. They would then play Prescott at Prescott, as Prescott getting the bye in the first round. They will play Monday, June 14th at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex at Biggs Fry Memorial Field. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. The other quarterfinal, number 7 Arcadia at home taking on number 10 St. Croix Central. The regional championship game will be held on Wednesday, June 16th, with sectionals on the 21st and the 23rd. State to follow thereafter. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.